MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Jimmy Moyaha, independent analyst. Jimmy, appreciate the early morning time. Mentioned Tongaat there. They've got their massive rights issue approved. Does mean it'll be a change in control at the same time. I mean, the share's been under massive pressure. Of course, it was suspended for an age. They've got challenges. They've sort of the sugar sector, property as well. They've got out of starch. Is there an investment case around Tongaat, or is it better left alone for now?
Morning, Simon. I think Tongaat, for me at the moment, they can't seem to stay out of the news. I mean, if you remember, I think it was last week or the week before, it was the $450 million that they were looking to claim from their directors. You'll remember a couple of years ago, it was the Deloitte audit scandal that led to the $450 million Rand claim. And now the rights issue, it's a 2 billion Rand rights issue, but that's, I mean, as you mentioned, David, doesn't see much value in it. I'm inclined to agree there as well. So I think there's a lot that's been happening with the share at the moment. And if I have to look at a share that's trading in the similar price range, or even, I mean, if we look at this rights issue and we're benchmarking that the share price will be somewhere between 2.75 Rand and 3 Rand. Around there with the rights issue and everything. If I'm looking at a 2 Rand share, I'm still holding a 2 Rand share that I got in last year, and I would put that ahead at this point because it's up almost 100%, and that's Steinhoff.
I saw that one coming.
Look at things with debates, you know? No, but that's the thing. If you're going to look at things with or stocks with a bit of contentious issues around them and that have had their fair share of drama, and we look at what's happening with Tongaat at the moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, the sugar sector and the construction business, the property businesses that Tongaat have, I'm sure they've got really good assets under their portfolio. But I think the moment you start to have this much media attention in such a negative light, it becomes very difficult to instill shareholder confidence. I mean, yes, they did cut their chairman's remuneration by half, and they have been going on this executive pay cut and all of that, but that's been seen throughout the world. So for me, if I'm looking at Tongaat, I don't know just yet if I'm confident enough to see a business case out of it just because of this rights issue.
And you make a great point referencing it to Steinhoff, because for a long time Steinhoff was best left alone, and there was a point to be buying it, and it turned out in hindsight to be late last year. And the lesson is that kind of let them get the troubles behind them. Let them sort it out. It might take a year or three, but Tongaat's probably going to be a brilliant buy, but they need to get a lot more done first.
Certainly. And I mean, when that happens and you can pick it up at a discounted rate, I mean, there was a point where Steinhoff was trading at 2 Rand and nobody wanted to touch Steinhoff at that point. But at that point, if you looked at Steinhoff and you realized that it actually had come down from some 600 Rand a share to 2 Rand a share, you were basically getting it for free.
Yeah.
And I suspect the same will happen with Tongaat. I suspect once the dust has settled and once it's bottomed out and you see that they've gotten all of the skeletons out of the closet, or they've cleaned up quite nicely and they're sort of ready to start moving in the right direction again, and you're not going to, I mean, the fear as an investor is if you pick up the stock now, are you going to have more stories come out? Are there going to be more cases coming out? Are there going to be further hiccups that are going to damage the share price? But at the same time, it's sitting in the same position Steinhoff was sitting in, where your downside is fairly limited. I mean, if your stock is trading anywhere close to zero, then your downside is capped at zero on the equity market. That's the one advantage to them, you know? So if it goes down that way and you're willing to risk the initial investment value there, then you can probably pick it up at this cheap price here and you can hold it out. But then you need to look at what core assets the business has, how long you're going to be holding it out for. Are you willing to ride this wave out for another 2 to 3 years before they figure it out?
It's that 2 to 3 years. There's a time. It probably isn't now. That is Jimmy Moyaha, independent analyst. Appreciate your insights this morning. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.